I'm standing at the kitchen counter with a plate in my hands, nodding at things I haven't agreed to. My aunt keeps talking. My mother doesn't look at me. Someone mentions my name like it's already settled. I smile because that's what keeps the air calm. I keep my voice even. I say almost nothing. The room smells like coffee and something fried. It feels normal. That's the worst part. They're discussing my schedule, my apartment, a decision I haven't made yet. They say it softly, like help, like concern. I tell myself this is love. I've told myself that for years. I feel the familiar tightening in my chest when someone says, "You know what's best for you." I let it pass. I always do. My phone vibrates in my pocket. I don't check it. I already know what it is. When my mother finally looks at me, she waits. Not for an answer. For obedience. I realize then that whatever I say next will cost me something. I wake up before my alarm because my phone is already buzzing. I don't look at it. I already know who it is. I lie still and count my breaths. The apartment is quiet except for the refrigerator. This place is mine, but it doesn't always feel like it. When I finally check the screen, it's a group message. My mother, my aunt, my cousin. No greeting, just instructions dressed up as updates. They're talking about Sunday. Who's bringing what? What time I'll be there? No one asks if I'm coming. I type okay. I delete it. I type it again. I sit up and swing my feet onto the floor. The cold reminds me I'm awake. It doesn't remind me I'm free. I shower quickly. I dress carefully. I choose clothes that don't invite questions. On the way to work, I rehearse conversations in my head. Not arguments, corrections. I practice how to sound grateful while saying nothing. I practice how to redirect without refusing. I practice being agreeable without agreeing. At work, my boss asks if I can stay late next week. I say yes before thinking. It feels familiar. I'm good at being dependable. People trust that. They rely on it. By noon, I've missed 3 calls. I don't listen to the voicemails. I save them for later, like something unpleasant I'll deal with when I'm stronger. When I was younger, family felt like gravity. I didn't question it. I didn't have language for anything else. Now it feels like a schedule written by other people. I'm always fitting myself into gaps they've already decided on. I tell myself it's temporary. After work, I stop at the grocery store. I buy things I don't need. I avoid going home too early. In the parking lot, my mother finally gets through. I answer because it feels worse not to. She doesn't say hello. She asks where I am. Her voice is calm, which means she's already annoyed. I tell her I'm busy. She says she knows. She always knows. She reminds me about Sunday. She mentions how tired my aunt has been. She says it would mean a lot. I say I'll be there. I don't remember deciding. That night, I barely sleep. I keep thinking about how every commitment starts small. A visit, a favor, a quick stop. They stack on top of each other until they're no longer optional. They become proof. They become expectation. Sunday comes too fast. I wake up with that familiar heaviness in my chest. I arrive early because being late would start a different conversation. The house smells like coffee and oil. Someone hugs me too tightly. My aunt asks about work. My cousin asks about my apartment. My mother watches my face while I answer. I keep my tone light. I keep my answers vague. I keep myself small. At the table, plates move around me like decisions already made. Someone says I should come by more often. Someone else agrees before I speak. I nod. I chew. I swallow. They talk about a neighbor's daughter who moved away. They shake their heads. They lower their voices. I don't miss the message. I've heard it my whole life. After lunch, my aunt pulls me aside. She does it gently, like she's afraid I'll break. She asks if I've thought more about helping out. She says it wouldn't be much, just a little more time. She reminds me how much everyone's done for me. She lists things I didn't ask for. She smiles while she does it. I say I'll think about it. She nods like I said yes. My mother joins us. She says nothing at first. She doesn't need to. She talks about how family sticks together, how we don't leave each other alone, how some people forget where they come from. I feel my throat tighten. I say I'm tired. She says we all are. Later, as I'm putting on my coat, my cousin jokes about me moving closer. He laughs. No one else does. My mother says it would make things easier. She says it like a fact, like it's already been discussed. I feel something crack then, not loudly, just enough to notice. On the drive home, I grip the steering wheel too hard. I don't turn on the radio. I let the silence fill the car. At home, I sit on the edge of my bed. I don't take my coat off. I feel like if I do, something will settle. My phone buzzes again. Another message. This one is private. My mother asks if we can talk tomorrow. She says it's important. She adds a heart emoji like punctuation. I don't answer right away. I stare at the wall. I try to picture what my life would look like if I said no. The image doesn't come easily. I've never been allowed to imagine that far. The next day, I meet my mother for coffee. Public places keep things civil. She chose it for that reason. She asks if I'm happy. I pause too long. She notices. She tells me happiness isn't everything. She tells me stability matters more. She tells me I owe it to myself to be practical. She mentions how close everyone lives to each other. How lonely it would be to be far away. How difficult things could get. She doesn't raise her voice. She doesn't need to. She asks if I've considered moving back. Just temporarily. Just until things settle. I feel my heart race. I keep my face still. I ask what things. She talks about aging. She talks about responsibility. She talks about me like I'm not sitting there. I say I have a lease. She says leases can be broken. She says family is permanent. I tell her I need time. She says time is something we don't have much of. She reaches for my hand. I don't pull away. That feels like refusal. When I get home, I find an email from my landlord, a reminder about renewal, a deadline I forgot. I open the attachment. It's simple, a signature line at the bottom. I close the laptop. I open it again. My phone lights up with another message. My aunt this time. She asks if I can come by more often, starting next month. I look at the calendar on my wall. It's already full. None of it feels like mine. I sit at the table and stare at the lease. Renew or not. Stay or shift everything. I think about how easy it would be to let the decision be made for me. How quiet things would stay. How calm the room would feel. I pick up the pen. I don't sign yet. I don't sign the lease that night. I leave it on the table, like it might decide for me if I wait long enough. The next morning, my mother calls before I leave for work. She says she's just checking in. I know better than that. She asks if I've thought about what we talked about. I tell her I've been busy. She says that's what worries her. At work, I make mistakes I don't usually make. Small ones, wrong file, missed email, a meeting I forget to attend. My boss asks if I'm okay. I say yes. The word comes out too fast. By lunchtime, my aunt texts me. She doesn't ask how I am. She asks when I can come by. I stare at the message longer than I should. I type, I'm not sure yet. I erase it. I type, I can't right now. I stare at that too. I finally send, I need some time. It feels heavier once it's gone. She responds almost immediately. Time for what? No punctuation, no emoji. I don't answer. That night, my cousin shows up at my apartment without warning. He says he was nearby. He's holding a bag of pastries like a peace offering. I let him in because saying no feels dramatic. He looks around like he's taking inventory. He comments on the space, on the rent, on how quiet it is. He sits at my table and starts talking about family, about how stressed everyone is, about how much they rely on each other. He says my mother hasn't been sleeping well. He says my aunt's blood pressure is high. He says they worry about me being alone. I listen. I nod. I don't interrupt. He asks if I've thought about moving closer. I say I'm thinking about a lot of things. He laughs like I made a joke. He says I've always been like this. Independent, stubborn. He says it like a compliment. He means it like a warning. When he leaves, he hugs me too tightly. He says, don't make things harder than they need to be. I don't know who he means. I don't sleep much. I keep replaying conversations I haven't had yet. I keep imagining the disappointment before it happens. The next day, my mother asks me to come by after work. She says dinner will be ready. She says it's important. I go because refusing outright feels like a line I'm not ready to cross. The house is loud when I arrive. Everyone is there. No one told me that part. The table is already set. My seat is waiting. They planned for me. Dinner moves quickly. Questions, comments, side glances. No one raises their voice. At some point, my mother clears her throat. The room quiets without her asking. She says she's been thinking. She says we all have. She says it's time to talk about the future. She looks at me when she says we. She talks about how things change. How parents get older. How families adapt. She says my apartment is expensive. She says my job could be done anywhere. She says living closer would make sense. My aunt nods. My cousin avoids my eyes. Someone passes bread. I feel heat in my face. I feel my heart speed up. I keep my voice steady. I say I'm not moving. I don't explain. The room doesn't explode. It tightens. My mother asks what I mean. I repeat it. I say I'm not moving. She asks why. I say I'm not discussing it. There's a pause. It's not long. It's heavy. My aunt says she doesn't understand. She says everything they do is for me. She says this isn't how family works. My mother says she's hurt. She says she doesn't recognize me. She says I'm being selfish. I don't argue. I don't raise my voice. I don't apologize. I say this is my decision. That's all. My cousin finally speaks. He says I'm overreacting. He says no one is forcing me. My mother looks at him, then back at me. She says we just expected better. She says it softly. Something settles in my chest then. Not anger, clarity. I stand up and put my napkin on the table. My hands are steady. That surprises me. I say I'm leaving. I don't wait for permission. My mother asks where I think I'm going. I say home. She says this is my home. I don't respond. As I walk out, my aunt calls my name. She sounds scared. I don't turn around. In the car, my hands shake. I sit there longer than necessary. I let it pass. My phone starts buzzing before I pull out of the driveway. I turn it face down. At home, I lock the door. I lean against it. I breathe. Messages pile up. I don't read them yet. The next morning, my mother leaves a voicemail. Her voice is calm again. That's worse. She says she didn't sleep. She says she's worried. She says we need to fix this. She says family doesn't walk away. She says she raised me better than that. I listen once. I don't replay it. At work, I ask my boss for the afternoon off. He looks surprised. I don't explain. I go home and open the laptop. The lease is still there, waiting. I sign it. My hand doesn't shake. After I send it, I feel sick. Not regret. Exposure. That evening, my aunt shows up unannounced. She stands in the doorway like she belongs there. She says she just wants to talk. She says this isn't like me. She says I'm hurting people. I tell her I need space. The words sound unfamiliar. They still work. She asks how much space. I say I don't know. She says that's not an answer. I don't give her another one. She leaves without hugging me. That feels deliberate. Days pass. The message is slow. The silence stretches. When my mother finally texts again, it's short. Let me know when you're ready to be reasonable. I stare at the screen. I don't reply. That's the moment I understand there's no middle ground left. No phrasing that will soften this. No compromise that won't take something from me. I set the phone down and turn it off. I don't do it out of anger. I do it because I have to. I sit alone in my apartment. The quiet feels sharp. It also feels honest. I don't know what this will cost me yet. I only know I've crossed something I can't uncross. The first morning without my phone feels wrong. Too quiet, like I missed something important. I turn it back on after coffee. No new messages. That surprises me more than the noise ever did. I wait for the guilt to rush in. It doesn't. What I feel instead is a dull awareness, like I've stepped outside during a storm and realized the rain isn't hitting me anymore. At work, no one notices anything different. I answer emails. I attend meetings. I keep my voice steady. I don't mention my family. No one asks. That night, I go home and cook for myself. Something simple, something I don't have to explain. I eat at the counter, standing. The television stays off. I let the silence sit. Days stretch into a shape I don't recognize yet. I wake up. I go to work. I come home. The empty spaces start to show themselves, not as loneliness, as absent. On Sundays, I realize no one is waiting to see where I am. No one is tracking my arrival time. No one is disappointed yet. I don't feel relief the way I expected. I feel exposed, like I took off something heavy and forgot what was underneath. My mother calls once. I don't answer. She doesn't leave a voicemail. That feels deliberate. At the grocery store, I run into a neighbor from my old block. She asks how my mother is. I say fine. The lie is easy. That scares me. At night, I think about how many choices I made just to keep the peace. Where I lived, how close I stayed, what I postponed. I don't replay arguments anymore. There aren't any left to have. Instead, I replay quiet moments I didn't notice when they happened. A look held too long, a sentence cut short, a decision announced before I could speak. I start to realize how much of my life was managed through suggestion, through concern, through love that came with conditions I never agreed to out loud. When my aunt finally texts, it's a photo, a family dinner. Everyone is smiling. No caption. I stare at it longer than I should. I try to find the space where I used to be. I don't reply. That night, I dream I'm back in my childhood bedroom. Everything is the same. I can't open the door. I wake up sweating. I sit on the edge of the bed until the room feels real again. The days keep moving. The quiet changes shape. I notice how my shoulders sit lower, how I don't flinch when my phone buzzes, how decisions feel slower but heavier. I buy a new chair for the apartment. I choose it without asking anyone's opinion. I don't love it. I don't hate it. It's mine. At work, I apply for a project I would have turned down before. It means more responsibility, more visibility. I don't tell my family. I don't imagine how they'd react. That feels new. Weeks pass, then months. My mother sends a birthday card. No note, just her name. I hold it in my hands for a long time. I don't cry. I don't smile. I put it in a drawer and close it gently. I realize then that I miss the version of myself who believed love was always loud, who thought loyalty meant proximity, who didn't know silence could be chosen. I don't miss the pressure. I don't miss the constant adjustment. What I miss is certainty, the feeling that everything had a place, even if that place was small. Some nights, I wonder if I could have done this differently, said it softer, waited longer. The thought doesn't settle. It doesn't go anywhere useful. One afternoon, my cousin calls from an unfamiliar number. I let it ring. He doesn't call back. I take a walk instead. I notice things I usually rush past. A cracked sidewalk. A dog sleeping in the sun. The world feels larger when no one is watching me from the edges. Still, there are moments when the absence feels sharp. When I want to pick up the phone and explain myself. When I want to be understood. I remind myself that understanding was never the goal. Compliance was. That thought stays with me. At night, I sometimes imagine what my mother tells people about me. I don't try to correct it in my head. I let it exist without me. I don't know if this distance is permanent. I don't know if it will soften. What I know is that I can breathe here, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's lonely. I cook meals without recipes passed down. I make plans that don't revolve around anyone else's needs. I learn what my time feels like when it belongs to me. The guilt still visits. It just doesn't stay. When I think about family now, it doesn't feel like warmth or anger. It feels like weight I set down carefully, knowing I might have to pick it up again someday. I don't make promises to myself about the future. I don't need them. I live inside the quiet I chose. Not because it's peaceful, because it's honest. And for now, that's enough.